You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change. We've often heard that in savings and in investing in particular, patience is the most important virtue to have when it comes to building a long-term wealth, building a sustainable portfolio. And we're going to be taking a look at that and trying to understand the value of that characteristic and of that kind of discipline when it comes to investing. I'm joined on the line by the sales manager at 91, Paul Hutchinson, to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Paul. Lovely to speak to you again. Savings is one thing, but having the patience to build an investment and having the patience to see long-term growth is something that every investor probably needs in their arsenal. I mean, a recent study suggests that the behaviors of investors are important when we look at how you approach your investments. What do we know about just some of the key indicators around having patience when it comes to your investments?
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. Being impatient really does result in investors often losing out on returns that they would have had if they had just stayed invested. And there are any number of studies that give evidence to this. I think the longest study that I've come across is one that's been prepared by a financial services research firm in the US called Dalbar. And they recently released the results of their 30th annual investor behavior study for the year to the end of 2023. And really what this study is looking to do, it's looking to measure the difference between what an investor actually experiences and what the portfolio itself delivers. And the reason that there is a difference between what the investor experiences and what the portfolio delivers is because investors are making buying and selling decisions often when they shouldn't. And if you just look at the most recent calendar year, the U.S. equity market was up 26% in 2023. And what they were able to determine is that the average equity investor realized less than 21%. So they gave up roughly 5.5% by making injudicious investment decisions during the course of that year. Importantly, it's enduring. So over the longer time periods, this average investor gap, so the difference between portfolio returns and investor experiences, remains significant. It does lower, but it's roughly around 3.5% per annum over both 5 and 10 years. And if you think about compounding that difference over the long term and what that would mean for investors and their retirement capital, it really is the difference between retiring comfortably and potentially having to work significantly longer than what they would ideally like to.
I suppose, Paul, this puts into perspective why some funds have sort of minimum lock-in periods and those sorts of things around when you can access those funds or when you can divest from a particular product or a particular strategy, because they have this sort of concept in mind to say things will get volatile and it's just about seeing your way through that volatility. When we look at that volatility, there's this concept called a funnel of uncertainty. What is that? Explain that to us and just take us through that.
Yeah, so it's really looking at market volatility. And I think we all understand that market volatility is more pronounced over the shorter term. And the range of return outcomes narrows substantially as the investment time horizon lengthens. So we recently ran a study where we looked at global equity markets and we looked at 1 year returns. And then we compared those to 3 year annualized returns, 5 year annualized returns, 10 year annualized returns, etc. And if you look at the range of return outcomes over rolling 1 years, the worst rolling 1 year return was minus 48% at the depth of the global financial crisis in 2009. And yet the best rolling 1 year return was 58%. So the range of return outcomes at its broadest was over 100%. Now, if you compare the lowest and the highest rolling 10-year annualized returns, the range narrows materially from a low of 3% per annum to a high of 13% per annum, so a range of return outcomes of 10%. So you can see over a 10-year period, the range of return outcomes narrows from as high as 100% down to 10%. And that really goes to the point that with time comes a greater degree of certainty. And what's also interesting to observe is that over rolling 10 years, there hasn't been a negative rolling 10-year return. So again, to that point, that as you extend your investment time horizon, so there's a higher probability of generating positive returns from your investments.
Paul, you brought up the financial crisis of 08, arguably a very painful time in everybody's life, and it got me wondering around the negative years, those really big impact events like the financial crisis, like the COVID-19 period. A lot of people would have said, I would have been better off just cashing out of my investments and waiting out of the storm and then coming back after that. Is that the right approach? Because there's other studies that suggest that weathering the storm is a safer approach.
So I'll give you a personal experience. I am invested in a global equity fund that during the COVID crisis, so in 2000, was down 70%. So if I had $100 at the depth of my personal experience, I was at $30. If I had exited that investment and switched to cash, I would have earned an interest rate in a dollar cash investment of, let's call it, 3 or 4%. So it would have taken me multiple decades to get back to my $100. Fortunately, I made the decision to remain invested because nothing had changed in the company that I was invested with. The portfolio manager was unchanged. The philosophy and process was unchanged. And within 18 months, I had recovered back to my $100. And that's what's also interesting about that rolling one-year study that we referenced in the funnel of uncertainty. The worst rolling one-year return was minus 48% for the 1 year to 28 February 2009. The highest return was plus 58% for the 1 year to 28 February 2010. So only a year later, if you'd sold out in that worst period, you would have missed the opportunity for much of the recovery in the following 1 year period. And that often happens where following significant underperformance, there is some recovery, which is significantly above that which you would have got in a cash investment.
So clearly, it's unavoidable that we're going to experience market volatility and market instability. I think the point here is, of course, as we mentioned at the start of the conversation, around understanding how to be patient through these times. Paul, before I let you go, let's look at the role of a financial advisor in this kind of context, because more often than not, the lack of patience comes from a personal perspective. But if you're speaking to a financial advisor who understands your portfolio needs, who understands your overall goals and objectives, and who may have been through multiple financial events such as you have and has that experience, how much more value does that then add to the conversation to say, just keep calm and stay patient?
100%. There is significant value to be had by working with a financial advisor who can counsel you through this period. But very importantly, at the time that you would have made the investment, you would have better understood the type of investment that you were making and the period for which you needed to measure the performance of that investment. So being invested in equities, you would have been counseled to understand that it's a long-term investment, to look at it over rolling longer periods, rolling five-year periods, as opposed to rolling one-year periods, and therefore would be better prepared for the volatility that's sure to happen in the shorter term.
Patience is everything. Don't underestimate the value of just keeping calm when you're investing in your long-term strategies. We'll leave it at that, Paul. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Paul Hutchinson, sales manager at 91, on the value of patience in your investments. This feature was brought to you by 91, investing for a world of change.
The more time you give yourself to save for retirement, the bigger the reward at the end. Don't waste your head start. Start investing now and choose the future you deserve. 91. Investing for a world of change. 91 is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.